OpenAI is accelerating the adoption by enterprises, by businesses. More and more businesses are using OpenAI tools than any other service. And that's not really surprising. OpenAI is definitely the behemoth when it comes to AI. I want to show you some charts, and I'll explain for those just listening, a breakdown of how much the market share has, where we're getting this data from, and why OpenAI is screeching ahead of everyone else. Let's get into the podcast. Before we do, I wanted to mention that my very own startup, AI Box, which has OpenAI, Anthropic, and all the other AI models embedded inside of it, has launched its very first product, the AI Box Playground. It's in beta. You can go check it out right now at AIbox.ai. Essentially, what we allow you to do is test all of the different AI models from Anthropic, Google, OpenAI, 11 Labs for audio. You have a whole bunch of different image models that you may not have tried before, and you can chat with all of them in the same chat. So you just switch the model at the top, chat with whatever you want. It will remember the context of your conversation. So if OpenAI is really good for a specific task, you want to switch it to Anthropic to get a better tone on that message it just sent. You can do all of that in the same task without switching between different platforms, and best of all, without having to pay subscriptions to 20 different platforms. You get all of them on our platform. So if you're interested in checking out AI Box, tons more features, which I'll tell you about in other episodes, but go check it out. It's AIbox.ai. It is $20 a month, and you can save on the subscriptions of 20 different platforms that you'd typically be paying that for. So go check it out. Link is in the description. All right, let's talk about OpenAI. So this is really interesting. A lot of this comes from a report that came out by Ramp. So Ramp is essentially a enterprise spending platform. They track your spending. They help you with a lot of your fintech stuff. And what's interesting is they actually capture what companies are spending, and they kind of publish these reports on who's spending. They keep the customer's information anonymous, but they're essentially explaining what everybody is spending money on. And of course, like, caveat here, this is not all companies, but they do have a pretty big sample size, I believe, of 30,000 companies, probably mostly in the technology space. But in any case, they have this kind of quote unquote AI index, which they're essentially estimating business adoption. And right now, about 32% of US businesses are paying for subscriptions to an OpenAI model. So that's pretty interesting. And that is as of April. So as of last month, we have 32% that are paying for OpenAI. What's interesting is that's up from only 18.9, so pretty much 19% in January. So we went from 19% to over 32%. So, you know, more than 12% increase since January. That is a pretty big jump. And then it was at 28% in March. So 19%, 28%, 32%. It's growing like crazy, which is really mind-blowing. Just considering, you know, how far we've come, and it seems like, oh, maybe everyone's already using it. There is so much more room to grow, and I'm just here to tell you that we are super early still on AI, which feels weird if you've been following this for a long time. Things have been happening for a long time, but we're growing very quickly. So let's talk about the competitors, right? So OpenAI obviously is growing. That's fantastic. We have some big competitors, right? We have Anthropic. So Anthropic has about 8% of businesses that have a subscription to Anthropic. So compared to the 32% over at OpenAI, 8% isn't huge, but that's compared to 4.6% in January. So since January, there has been like not double, but like a very big jump, 4.6% to 8%. What's interesting is that Google AI subscriptions, which I know Google has been doing a ton of work with their Google Gemini 2.5 Pro that a lot of people are talking about and how it beats a lot of benchmarks. I've been hearing from a lot of people that Google Gemini just doesn't keep up in the real world. And it would appear that consumers think the same thing. So Google's AI subscriptions actually had a decline from 2.3% in February to 0.1% in April. Virtually everyone dumped Google Gemini, which is not a very good sign. OpenAI continues to add customers faster than any other business on Ramp's platform, according to Eric Karizian, who wrote a blog post about this on pretty much the post that Ramp published. She's just saying OpenAI is growing faster than anyone else. And then she also said, quote, our Ramp AI index shows business adoption of OpenAI growing faster than competitor model companies. So OpenAI is growing quick, but others are pretty much not keeping up, which is interesting. We saw, I think, the biggest shocker. There's a chart that I'm looking at right now, and overall, you know, since January, we're up 40.1%. OpenAI has, you know, the bulk of that at 32%. Anthropic is jumped up definitely to 8%. The biggest loser here, because I think we have like XAI is like kind of squeaking by at like 0.3% or something like that. The biggest loser here, though, is Google, who since January has absolutely tanked their market share from, you know, a sizable, or not sizable, but not a huge 2.3% to 0.1% to now being beat by XAI, which is, you know, a relatively small startup, very new, late to the game. Google's been playing in this for a while and has, you know, a huge company to back it. So that is one of the big shockers to me is, of course, OpenAI is growing. I think their image model really pushed them. Anthropic is growing. They've got some interesting updates. I'm actually shocked Anthropic grew as much as they did, but I will say actually, okay, I'll tell you why Anthropic grew. Their Claude Code tool is so good. We use it at OpenAI or at AI Box, my own company. And the reason why Claude Code is so good, it goes right into your code base. And, you know, we essentially will tell it like, hey, we want to add this new feature. These buttons will do this. The functionality will do this. It will look at our current design of our platform and it will build out what we're looking, but it will copy our current design. So it is incredible. It saves us so much time. One developer can do the work of three developers and a designer. So pretty much it's, you know, it's 4Xing what we're able to accomplish. And it's really, really impressive. So I think that's why Anthropic has seen such a big jump. They've done a lot of work in the code space. So of course, like I mentioned, this is only 30,000 different companies that are included in this. So this isn't everyone in the world, but this is pretty big. The other thing that I want to say is because the index essentially identifies AI products and services, and they do all of that using merchant name and line item details, it also is likely missing spend that kind of gets lumped into other cost centers. So that's another caveat. But still, I think this is pretty indicative of what's going on in the market. This is obviously massive growth from OpenAI. And we actually have numbers from OpenAI to back this up. So in a report published back in April, OpenAI said that it had over 2 million business users. Now, this is impressive because in September, they had 1 million business users. So September had 1 million, and then all the way to April, now they have 2 million business users, right? So kind of, you know, different than regular consumers, which they have, you know, hundreds of millions. But this is interesting because the business consumers are spending much, much more, right? Like if you have a business, for example, sometimes in a weekend, we'll spend $600 on Claude Code because we're just doing tons of crazy coding and getting tons of features done. We're thrilled about it. So obviously the businesses are going to be spending much, much more than what OpenAI, you know, a $20 a month subscription for the consumer. So that's why these are kind of important numbers to look at. And what's interesting is OpenAI actually expects this to like really contribute to how much money they have overall. So according to Bloomberg, which of course you gotta take everything with a grain of salt if it's reported by someone else other than the actual company, but according to Bloomberg, OpenAI is going to make about $12.7 billion in revenue this year and about $29.4 billion in 2026. So growing rapidly, really, really impressive. OpenAI doesn't actually think that they are going to be cash flow positive until 2029. So we're looking way in the future, four more years before they're actually going to be profitable because they spend so much, but you know, they just keep raising money and there's a lot of people that will give them money. They're also, I think they have a lot of, you know, plans with data centers and other things. They also are going to charge business customers, you know, thousands of dollars for these specialized AI agents. Which are going to help with software engineering and research tasks and other things. So they have kind of this other, we've heard kind of rumors of these other products that might be coming out soon that are going to also help with that bottom line. But the moral of the story, OpenAI is growing like crazy, and it's going to be a really interesting company to try and keep up with for any of its competitors. I'll keep you up to date with everything else going on. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you in the next episode.